This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah Allahu Allahu Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to yet another episode in our series In the Company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and we seek His guidance subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah. He indeed is the creator. He indeed is the sustainer. He indeed is the nourisher. He indeed is the maker. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is independent. Whilst everything in creation is dependent on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, in our last episode, we began traversing through an introduction that I've put together for you all with the intention of whetting your taste buds to have a stronger desire to learn about Allah Almighty's wonderful names and attributes. And I want to share with you something again, just for those who might have missed the previous session. It's something that we said towards the end of the previous session, and that is that I want us to change our whole ideology when it comes to learning God Almighty's wonderful names and attributes. And I want us to go beyond the semantics of the knowledge, and I want us to allow the knowledge to nurture us, to develop us, to grow our character, to grow ourself. Whenever we learn about a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must have a profound meaning in our life, right? We should never be people who traverse through life just existing, for we were created to live in this life, and living comes with its parcels and its packages. And God Almighty revealed revelation, and He sent prophets to allow us to live in a substantial manner, to live in a way that's better for our life in this world and the next. I'd just like to share with you something also that I was told, and this is something that indeed requires us to ponder over, and something that requires action from us, right? So somebody just told me that a survey was once done in a masjid, and people were asked to name the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of the worlds. And many people could not name more than 10 names. And those who could not, or those who could name more than 10, could not pass 15 names. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Right? And this should be a wake-up call for each and every one of us. And I would like you all, right, at the end of this episode, to take a paper, take a pen, and jot down how many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you know, right? Make that your own personal effort to understand yourself, and perhaps it will be a platform for you to launch yourself from a new learned realization. So you launch yourself from that platform and you go on learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We took in our last episode many statements from the pious before us who taught us that our worship becomes better and the quality of our worship increases the more we learn about God Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to become more knowledgeable of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Himself having beautiful names and attributes in four places. We have in Surah Al-A'raf, in the ayah 180, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that He has beautiful names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then when we look at Surah Al-Isra, ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call unto Him using the name Allah and using the name Ar-Rahman, and to supplicate and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names. The third place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Him having beautiful names is in the 8th ayah of Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is no other ilah except Him. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, Lahu al-asma'ul husna. For Allah is the most beautiful of names. And then we have in Surah Al-Hashr, ayah 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that He has beautiful names. And these ayat are ayat that are known to many of us. We love listening to them in salah. We love listening to them or listening to the different reciters recite these ayat. And we love reading these ayat as well. And I'm sure you will agree with me when you visit this particular point in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. So Allah says that Allah has beautiful names as well in this particular ayah. Now, when we look at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has beautiful names, then we immediately learn from this two important points. The first thing is that the names of Allah Almighty are all beautiful and praiseworthy in every dimension. In every dimension, right? Because if it wasn't, then it wouldn't be a beautiful name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His names as beautiful. So this means that the entire name is beautiful, right? Every dimension that this name teaches us about is beautiful. And the second lesson we learn when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has beautiful names is that these names are filled with magnanimous meanings. These names are filled with magnanimous meanings, because if these names did not have a meaning, then they wouldn't be beautiful names. They would not be beautiful names. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us these two important lessons and many other lessons. But for the purposes of our time together, I want to highlight these two important lessons. That when Allah says His names are beautiful, He's teaching us that every dimension of the name is beautiful and that these names indeed have meanings. Now, when we look at the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. I want to discuss this one ayah in some detail, just for us to take from the ayat of the subject matter of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some understanding. So this particular ayah, if we have a loose translation regarding it, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and to Allah belongs the best names, so invoke Him by them, and leave the company of those who practice deviation concerning His names. They will be recompensed for what they have been doing. So a question comes to mind, brothers and sisters. What does it mean when it's said that deviation has been practiced regarding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that this refers to four matters. The first matter is, or the first practice of deviation, is when you take Allah's name, beautiful name, and give it to an idol. You give this name to something else that should not be worshipped, nor is worthy of being worshipped. And the scholars cite as an example a practice of the Quraysh. For the Quraysh used to name some of their idols Lat, which was from this whole concept of Ilahiyyah, and Uzza, which is from the name Aziz, and this is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never take a name, a beautiful name of God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give it to that which is not worthy of being worshipped, or to an idol. The second deviation Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah cites is when a person names Allah with a name that is not befitting. This is a deviation with regards to Allah's beautiful names. That we take a name and we attribute it to God Almighty, and that name is not befitting. In fact, we shouldn't name God Almighty any names, even if the name is praiseworthy. And we'll come to this with the permission of God Almighty, either in this episode or the next, right? We shouldn't even name God Almighty because we have not seen God Almighty. And we are only supposed to name Him based on what we know of Him. And we only know God Almighty through what He's told us in Revelation and taught to us via His messengers. And in particular, the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for the purposes of our discussion now, surrounding the topic of the practice of deviation with regards to God Almighty's names, then this includes giving God Almighty a name that is not befitting, like some people do when they call God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Father. This is not a befitting name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, this is deviation with regards to Allah's beautiful name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who does this falls under the warning in the ayah, that we just cited, where God Almighty says that He will deal with those who transgress when it comes to His names. The third deviation, brothers and sisters, with regards to God Almighty's names, is describing God Almighty with names or descriptions that are not befitting, that are not befitting. Now, I will allow you all to ponder over this particular point, and when we return from the break, we will discuss this particular point a little bit more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu